Tomorrow, American Catholics will be turning a page in an often troubled relationship with the Vatican. Pope Benedict XVI kicks off his first visit to the United States since assuming the papacy. The late Pope John Paul's U.S. visits were confrontational to U.S. morals and values, but John Paul's charisma and reputation as a Cold War freedom fighter ensured that he drew gigantic crowds in the U.S., especially with young people. Benedict has neither the reputation nor the charisma of his predecessor, and he is the first pope to visit since a widespread child sex abuse scandal rocked parishes throughout the United States. We've asked Laurie Goodstein, the New York Times reporter tracking Pope Benedict's visit, to talk about what the pope expects to achieve while he's here. So what are Benedict's objectives in this trip?
He probably has three audiences: American Catholics, Americans who are not Catholic, and also a global audience. He'll be addressing the United Nations.
And is there anything particular about the fact that he's doing services in New York and Washington that suggests he's sort of testing the waters in the United States for you know, presumably many visits to come?
Well, Washington, because he has a visit to the White House, so he had to go to Washington. And New York, because he has a visit to the United Nations. That's really the central purpose of his visit. Pope Benedict is 80 and doesn't have the stamina that John Paul had when he became pope, so he has limited the cities that he's going to visit to the United States. But in a message last week to Americans, he said that just because he's only visiting those two cities doesn't mean that he doesn't mean to address all of America.
Now, one of the Pope's agenda items is to speak to people of many faiths here in the United States and to express a certain solidarity and tolerance for those faiths. Also, there's the sex scandal in the Catholic Church. Is there any way that he's going to be directly confronted with any of that on this visit?
Well, his advisors and Vatican officials have been saying that he's going to address the sexual abuse scandal. There's a couple different places that he could do that, but it would be highly unlikely that he would come to the United States. This is the first papal visit since the scandal, and not have something to say about it. One of the questions, though, is whether he's going to meet with victims of the scandal. We've had mixed messages on that. Victims groups have, sent messages to him saying, "Please sit down with us. Please have an understanding of what we've gone through." And it's not clear whether that's going to happen.
Have you bookmarked watchthepope.com, Laurie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you know, you can actually, I mean, the Vatican is really sort of exploiting the kind of online presence of the Pope. You can actually watch the Pope through the visit here to the United States, and you can literally download a pattern to make your own miter hat.
I mean, there's also been a skateboard contest in the Archdiocese of New York. They tried to involve young people by having them design a skateboard for Pope Benedict. I mean, what you see here is the efforts on the part of the church to vandalize a younger generation and to reach out through through new media.
I love that. Have you visited the skateboarding contest?
Well, they actually have. You're able to go and vote online for your favorite design.
Oh, that's great. We should get a camera up to the skateboard contest. Anyway, Laurie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks.
Laurie Goodstein will be following Pope Benedict's visit in the New York Times.